There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington, along with Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn, to attack the issue. Attack is a little too that's a little too dramatic, a little too aggressive. We are here to entertain and inform. How's that? To respect everybody's boundaries, to make sure that you all know the good side of the snowstorm. The good side of the snowstorm, one of them. Several good sides. It's over. That's one good side of the... It's going to be cold, but that's what happens in the wintertime. So, what else comes out of this?
You know what I always find that is a great side of snowstorms?
What would be the good side of the snowstorm from you, Mr. McFadden?
It brings out your neighbors.
Ah!
True.
We all are shoveling our driveways together, and we help each other shovel the driveways.
Yep.
And then for those on the street who can't shovel their own driveways,
yes,
we take the snowblower down there and do theirs. It ends up being like this neighborhood thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're all snowed in and nobody can go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're all out there kind of doing the work, chatting, having a good time.
Right.
And that, for me, is the good side of snows, of a big snow.
Tough in a neighborhood like I live, where
neighbors are few and far between.
The neighbors are few and far. But we all do help each other,
though. In a neighborhood. I will always live in a neighborhood. I love having neighbors.
Yesterday, I plowed out a couple of neighbors' driveways, at least as much as I could in the time that I had, and I think that was something you do. You don't do it with the expectation of a little bit of help, but in return, I did actually get some. Last night I got stuck, and I called my neighbor and asked him to come get me, and I had helped him plow out his driveway. I spent 4 or 5 minutes max working with him, but because I was in a jam last night at the other farm, and I couldn't get out of there and couldn't get to Meredith, I called him, and he came right up in 2 minutes, picked me up, and brought me back home. Now, that's the kind of thing that misses the mark in many neighborhoods. So, Rich, I'm glad you brought that up, because we need to be more together. We so separate ourselves. A lot of times people don't know who lives next door to them.
Well,
in many neighborhoods, they don't know who lives across the street from them.
We have a couple of those on
your neighborhood. Is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, so what else came out of the storm? Lots of comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show. Still people commenting about what it is that this means. One of the interesting comments I saw, this woman said, who needs to go to the gym? All you need to stay in shape is a shovel and a driveway filled with snow. I said last night, and I keep bringing you back around to this, but it sort of is an example. I have a great admiration for Meredith and her ability to get things done. When she decides she's going to do something, she just does it. She learned how to plow in the plow truck yesterday. She just said, okay, I'm the rookie. I'm going to learn. Now she wants to teach me how to do it.
Because you got stuck.
Stuck. She did not get stuck. That is correct. How did you know that? She did not get stuck.
You just told us.
I got stuck. She didn't. since she takes the shovel and cleans out, we had drifts. If you look at the picture that's posted at facebook.com/Good Day of the house, the back side of the house, and the drifts up to the middle of the windows, and she cleaned out she just shoveled out by the door and the windows in the back and thinks nothing of it. There's something about that, the take charge side of that, that I think is really good. And I think that's part of coupling and sharing and doing things, interesting things like that. Never mind. In terms of how it's good for you, the snow shoveler burns about 8 to 10 calories a minute. If you use the Fitbit, all right, see, I've gotten myself into the new age, Richie.
Very good, Dudley.
Plug in your weight and the amount of time that you spent shoveling to determine how many calories you burned.
A lot.
Yep, there are a lot of people who used a lot of energy yesterday shoveling snow. 160-pound adult who shoveled snow for 60 minutes will have burned 396 calories. So, what? But you got to be a little more concerned and we, I think, have highlighted this. The snow we had here yesterday was very dry and fairly easy to snuggle, to shovel.
I love the snuggle, yes.
But if it's heavy and wet snow,
yeah,
it's dangerous for older folks who don't have a good ticker. And if you haven't gotten physical exercise, you really need to. Good thing on the farm is everybody's really strong, a lot of physical activity, and so that's good. But the average person that lives in the neighborhood that Richie lives in, I'm betting many of those men and women that you were around, Richie, haven't done a lot of exercise, haven't got a regular physical education program or a physical activity program. So, you know, this is maybe the first time.
Average. Some are. Some
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some people just do, and some people don't.
Right.
So, it really is. It's quite beautiful. There's a video of the day today at DougStephan.com from the Moses Brown School in Rhode Island. They were closed because of the snow. Instead of sending out emails or phone calls to parents, they made a Frozen parody song to let everybody know that they were closed. By the way, a million people have seen this. I don't know whether, Richie, you want to play that bit of audio that comes from the video of the day. DougStephan.com's first thing you see there across the front of the header. It's very cleverly done, nicely done. And by the way, schools are closed pretty much all over New England again today. And maybe tomorrow they'll be open a half a day. It's just, that's part of it. By the way, the while you're at DougStephan.com, you might want to check out the story about the apologies that were given by the meteorologists. You don't often hear them apologize for getting it wrong. They just get it wrong. But one of the National Weather Service people offered an apology on Twitter for the, quote, big forecast miss on the snowstorm. They weren't accurate in either end of it. They said, as the, we went into the storm yesterday, I was saying, oh, well, they've downgraded it. there's 34 inches of new snow outside my back door on a level. And they had said earlier, well, originally we were going to get maybe a couple of feet, but then they downgraded it to a foot to 14 inches. And then, So this is, you know what? The problem with this, and I'm happy to have a little fun at the expense of the Weather Service because they are often wrong, but you know what? This is not a perfect world. It's not. We expect perfection. That's what all the hubbub was about. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? We can't go to school. We can't go to work. We can't drive. Hello?
We've had a situation here in Northern Virginia a couple of weeks ago. They missed a forecast. And it was only supposed to be an inch, and it was supposed to be over by noon. It was supposed to start at 9. So they didn't close the schools, and then it ended up being like 4 inches, and it was just the buses were delayed. It was a mess, and everybody was whining and complaining. And I started to think, what did they do 100 years ago? They didn't even know the snow was coming. They would just look up and go, oh, it's snowing. Now, they probably could look at the weather and go, oh, it looks like it's going to snow. But, I mean, what did they do 100 years ago when all, you just walked out the door and you're like, oh, it's raining. Oh, look, that's a tornado. Oh, look, it's got 3 feet. They just dealt with it.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they don't have the infrastructure and highways that we do today. But, I mean, it just makes you think how dependent we've become.
We have become too dependent.
Exactly what is going to happen.
You know, that goes one step further, if I may. There's a resource that I don't necessarily need to tell you about that I look at every day. Meredith and I look at it, and a lot of people do. It suggests thoughtful, provocative things for you to use as you build your day or build your thoughts about the day or just kind of put things into perspective. And one of the things that I like, although I'm one of these people who sometimes likes to have help in figuring out why things are the way they are. Just, that's my nature. But in fact, the things that we don't know, which is basically everything, right? I mean, you don't know what's going to happen, whether it's the weather,
right,
whether it's your health. Rich McFadden, a year ago at this time, would you have thought you'd be treated for cancer?
It'd be almost a year and a half ago, and no.
Was it that long?
Not at all.
No, okay. So you spent 6 months, right? 8 months being treated?
About 8 months.
For cancer. You would not have thought that. And if you knew you were going to get it, how would it have changed your life? Do you think about that?
Obviously, you start eating salads right away.
No. Okay.
But they have a commercial now where the guy opens up a book or something like that or a newspaper, and it says, today's the day you have a heart attack. Mm. And the look on his face, and you know, if you were able to know, you know, how would it change you?
Yeah. Would it be for the better or the worse? That's the question. The doomsday. Was it Monday we were talking about the doomsday clock? And how it basically portends, at least according to these people, when the end of the earth is.
When will you die clocks? They have all these on the internet that get passed around Facebook. Who wants to know that? Who cares? Right. Even though they
but you know what? Who wants to know? Not knowing the future keeps you where you probably ought to be or you need to be, committed to the now, the present moment. Not the past, not the present. The Power of Now. I forget about this book from time to time. Tolle's book, T-O-L-L-E. The Power of Now. All we have is N-O-W. The seconds tick away. The minutes tick away. So things change. But we have now. And as a matter of fact, now it's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacists help me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Musicians, right now at Guitar Center, for the first time ever, we're extending our friends and family discount to you. Savings up to 20% off the gear you really want. From starter packs and custom shop guitars, to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, and the latest recording gear. Deals like a PV Electric Guitar Pack, now only $89. Or Tannoy Reveal Studio Monitors, buy one, get one free. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for even more deals and get a cash-saving coupon. Guitar Center's Friends and Family Weekend, now through Sunday.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. GunsAndy.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to GunsAndy.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at GunsAndy.com. Call now, 844-2GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call GunsAndy.com at 844-2GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Another surprise for many of you when you realize this song is a one-hit wonder. Not for the members individually, but for the group. So your job is to figure out who this is to qualify for our drawing to Beaches Resorts. It'll take place a week from this Friday. Who sings Layla? What do they do when you get a version of this by one of the members of this group, because there has been, I think it's one cover by individual members.
This is the version everybody knows.
Yeah, well, I know that, but there's a version or two or three or four around. So, song Layla, this is, and for somebody like Richie, Nirvana, blues rock fans, this topped the charts during this week in 1972. So if you know who this is, and I don't mean, oh, look at the,
yeah. That didn't take long.
It's not brain surgery.
Okay. All right, so no point in giving out the phone number, which I haven't given out anyway. We're looking for the name of the group. This song is worth whatever attention in my
mind.
It
blows your mind to think about this as a one-hit wonder.
Well, but it also blows your mind when you think it was this week in 1972. This song made it. Formed in 1970 by Eric Clapton after leaving Blind Faith. Other members of the group, singer Bobby Whitlock, Carl Rattle on the bass, drummer Jim Gordon, Dave Mason was on guitar, George Harrison appeared on their early recordings, produced only one studio album, this, and it was Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. That was the song, obviously, title track. It was considered the defining achievement of Eric Clapton's career. I find that interesting because I don't know who said that. Yeah, no. This song actually is a tale about Clapton's love relationship with his best friend, George Harrison's wife. That was, by the way, when George Harrison stopped playing with them.
Well, but George Harrison plays on this album.
Yeah, I know. Patty Boyd was her name. Album recorded late in the summer of 1970 in Miami. All four members at that time were heavily into drugs. And so are we doing something that we ought not to be doing, celebrating something that's basically a drug? This is drug lore, Richie, in essence.
No, this song isn't. It's a love song. Now you go to Cocaine by Clapton,
right.
I'm sure, yeah.
And anyway, the group went on what was described as a drug-ridden tour of the U.S. The album was considered a critical and commercial flop. Clapton went into deep depression after this, and Jimi Hendrix, Duane Allman both died, and that was enough to get him onto the wagon, apparently. 2 years later, their record company released the single of Layla, instant hit in the UK and instant hit here. The album is considered one of the great rock and roll albums of all time. So,
here's
your
unplugged version that Clapton did.
Yeah, this is I happen to like this version better.
Great job. You did a great job.
And I almost just mentioned the name of the group. This is terrific, Bobby. Terrific. And terrific in that it tells the story.
What will you do when you're lonely? No one waiting by your side.
Listening to Clapton the other day talking about Stevie Ray Vaughan. And he was saying, I would look out on stage and watch him play almost in another world, and then I would have to follow that with him. And he almost talked about his songs like they were like, after watching Vaughn.
Buzz, listening in Tucson, Arizona, who is this?
Cream.
You know, that's a terrific guess. It makes a whole lot of sense. It isn't Cream, but it makes a whole lot of sense to have guessed that. So appreciate you calling and thinking it through. Let's try Tim in Marthasville, Missouri. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Good Day.
Good day. How are you?
Well, thank you, sir. How about you?
Great. This is Derek and the Dominoes. Eric Clapton's the singer and the guitar player.
That is correct. It is Derek and the Dominoes. So you, by virtue of your call and being correct, will get yourself qualified for our drawing next week. 4-day, 3-night luxury stay for 2 adults and 2 children at either the Turks and Caicos Resort for Beaches or one of the 2 they have in Jamaica. Congratulations, sir. You are correct, Amundo, and it's a good feeling to be right. I know that. Hold on just a second. It's, where are we, 28, 29 past the hour, Richie, I think, right?
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, exercise by itself can tone and firm a flabby body. It can strengthen the internal organs and make everything function right. But without the proper diet to accompany a fitness program, your pet still may be the chubbiest animal on the block. Good eating habits should be developed early in life and maintained carefully by a conscientious guardian. When you practice self-discipline and shut your refrigerator door, do your pet a favor by doing the same for him. Put away those crunchies and hide those treats. You know, nature designed dogs and cats' bodies to carry a certain amount of weight suitable to the size and shape of the breed. Carrying extra poundage is hard for a pet. The excess weight puts a strain on the animal's heart, lungs, muscles, and almost every organ of the body. The simplest activities become difficult tasks, sometimes impossible to perform, particularly in the older pet. And even a middle-aged animal becomes old before his time as his body slows down with the burden of extra weight. Keep your dog's weight or your cat's weight in good shape, and you'll be fine. They'll live a lot longer, and the quality of life will be a lot better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacists help me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
You're having a perfect day, and it's helpful to have a good day program on to help make it a good, maybe almost perfect day. 33 after, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, focused on the Seahawks and the Patriots. They're playing their Super Bowl game. Arguably, for many of you, this is the greatest championship in sports. Both teams have a 50-50 chance of winning. Do you think that's true, or do you think there is more of a chance the Patriots will win instead of the Seahawks? Where is the where's the betting at the moment in Las Vegas? Anybody know where the more money is? Our poll. Go ahead, Jeff.
By 2 points, I think the Patriots are favored by two.
2 points. So that's a good game.
That was a week ago when I checked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's think about, just for the heck of it, what could influence the game for either team. For example,
accusing the team of cheating and talking about nothing else for 2 weeks.
All this time.
I wouldn't do too much to distract
them. No. How about the sun? The Arizona sun is different than the sun that we have in New England, especially this time of year. That could make it different. Are both of the teams equally well managed, and do they use the same techniques?
No.
Not being a football fan, I don't know.
They're both well managed.
Yeah, both are well managed, but Pete Carroll does not. Pete Carroll's very haza-gaza for football. Like
haza-gaza, is it?
Yeah, I don't know how else to describe it, but haza-gaza. He's very he does these crazy plays that people don't think about, and, you know, where Belichick is more of a traditional football coach.
So what happens at halftime if one team is hopelessly behind, and yet
the ratings die?
The ratings die. Yeah. But let's say something happens. We've seen this happen in all sports. Team seems like they're on top of the world. They can't be beaten, and they make mistakes, and the other team takes advantage of them. And before you know it, the end of the game goes the other way. That's why you don't anticipate. I was talking about this earlier, anticipating what the future is. You're only in the now. There are times when these games have been played when the other team didn't even show up. I remember running the radio station that was the Patriots' home station, 1985-86. So it would have been the Super Bowl of 86. Chicago beat the Patriots like 42-3 or something. I don't know. It was a ridiculous number. But that's because the Patriots didn't show up. They were there, but they really weren't there. If you're, I mean, the lesson here, I think, probably is a pretty good one. That's why I decided to go down this road for a moment. Think about what you can learn from circumstances like that. If you show up every day, Jennifer shows up every day and she's great. Richie shows up every day. He's mostly great.
I'm here sometimes.
Mostly, yeah, nice. Right. Kenny's great. And if he isn't, he goes away. That's what I like. If Kenny knows he hasn't got it, he just goes away. So I'm thinking about the lessons here of being pumped up and ready, no matter what the challenge. If you go into whatever it is that you are going into and you know or you think, you don't know, but you think you're going to lose, you're going to lose. If you're afraid to lose, do you think the Patriots are afraid to lose, given
no,
all of the
things? They go in thinking they're going to win.
Yeah.
I don't think that any team, yeah, I think most teams go in going, I'm going to win this game.
You think that,
win this game.
To use other sports metaphors, when what's his face, goes and plays when he goes and plays golf. What do I want to say?
Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I was about to say Taylor Swift. I don't know
Taylor
why.
Taylor Swift, too.
I was sure you were going to say Obama.
Well,
him
maybe.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, okay, there's an example, too. You think he went into the presidential sweepstakes expecting he was going to lose?
Nope, and any team that makes it to the Super Bowl is not a team that thinks they're going to lose. Yeah. They're a team that thinks they're going to win. That's why they are where they are.
Yeah. So if you say, I don't really want to blow this, you're probably focusing on the negative. You're too cautious. You're concerned about how it's going to happen. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be the way to win. And that's really what sports activities. I've never been much of a sports fan. And so I don't understand a lot of times the extraordinary enthusiasm that there is for especially things like football. I just don't get it because I've made it clear what I think about football and where it takes you. But is it a fact that you have to be willing to lose in order to win? And can you apply that to everything in life, whether it's your relationships, it's what you do at work, it's maybe you've created something, you've got a new discovery, you have an invention, that sort of thing. And you're willing to put yourself on the line. See, I think if you don't put yourself on the line, there's... You don't have anything.
It's interesting to watch.
Bet on
fans.
Yourself.
These guys are paid professionals, and sure, they put a lot of emotion, sweat, love, just everything, tears into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you watch a fan, and after a loss, where the fans are like, "Oh, this is terrible,"
yeah.
And then you see on the sidelines, you know, the guys yucking it up with each other and talking to the guys on the other team and laughing and slapping each other on the back and everything, because they're used to this. Their whole life, they've won, lose, win, lose, win, lose, win, lose, win, lose, and they are upset at the loss, but they know how to handle it. And to watch fans sometimes tweet or post on Facebook, how is he laughing after that loss? How is he joking around with the guy on the other team? And it's really funny to watch how we react. We want them to be as much into it as we are. They just know how to handle it better than we do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there's food for thought there. Our poll today at DougStefan.com asks you, what are you looking forward to most with regard to the Super Bowl this weekend? A, the game itself. B, the commercials. C, Katy Perry. D, waiting for baseball, which is only a month away.
Yep. I'm going to spring training in
March. Are you really?
Super excited. Cool. Yeah, taking my dad for his Christmas.
Going to Arizona.
Does he know yet? Can I tell him?
You can tell him. Yeah, okay. He knows.
Going to Arizona.
Past Christmas.
The Grapefruit League. Good.
Yeah, the poll yesterday, what snack has to be part of your Super Bowl party? Let's see who won this, Kenny. 37% of you said, I don't care as long as there's beer. That sounds like something McFadden would say.
As long as there's beer.
70% said pizza. 14% of you said anything salty. 10% said subs or sandwiches. 9% said chili. 8% said nachos. 5% said anything sweet. Okay, so it's now time for me to unveil the newest invention This is something I got to talk about, Richie. We do an hour aimed at entrepreneurialism and vending, 9 o'clock Eastern time every day, with Akos Jankura, one of the supreme salespeople on television, and John Kremens, who's been a host on QVC and HSN and all these other things. The 3D printer is now being used to make food.
Right. Pizza.
And pizza, but chocolate and sweet things are coming out. It blows my mind how not only this thing could be used, but how you could take the ingredients. I mean, it just is something most of us cannot wrap our heads around.
And the idea. You load it with ingredients, and it automatically cooks for you.
Yeah. It's just, where are we going? And what's this all about? What's it
the
all
Jetsons.
About, Albie?
We're going to the Jetsons.
My son and I were talking about it the other day. We were watching this thing on YouTube about 3D printers. And he's like, I want one of those.
Yeah, of course you do. How much they cost now?
By the time you grow up, this will be like a microwave in your house.
Yeah, everybody will have one.
Yep, yeah.
Exactly. Technology. By the way, I want to waft back, if I can, a little bit into the storm from yesterday, only to help you pick up on some of the tips in the archives. I'm not sure we have time to put to Kreitler on now, Richie. If you go to hour two today, there are some great tips that Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit has for emergency snow survival. As a matter of fact, we also have them listed in the Better Living box at DougStefan.com. Very helpful. He's so much onto it. It's great. Here's a controversy that may have already affected you, your child's education, and your school system. There is a big to-do now because school administrations have started to put a halt to teachers using an online crowdsourcing charity that has been specifically designed for public school teachers to raise money for classroom supplies that the administration either can't or won't provide. So teachers have been using this. It's called Donors Choose. I don't know how many of you are familiar with it. You might want to check it out. It's pretty easy to find. Donors Choose. Oprah called it a revolutionary charity for teachers. It raises funds for classroom supplies and other things that help students learn. And it's been going on for about a year. The circumstance that I'm familiar with happens to be a relatively local one, but now I've nosed around and I see there's a lot of controversy around Donors Choose now because of the way they're raising money for musical instruments and tablets and books and any other supplies that are needed in the classroom. It's kind of an indictment of our public school system, frankly, and its management. Because when I look at the situation in my community, we're top-heavy with administrators, way too much, way, way, way too many people running the place. There's this superior and that administrator and this deputy and that. It's just too much, especially when it comes in the face of not being able to get enough in the classroom for basic supplies. But the town has told teachers to stop using this site. So I nosed around and I found a lot of public schools are saying the same thing, issuing memos to stop the practice because it apparently, according to some, it has violated student privacy because teachers will request funds needed for specific things. We need to help this student because of this problem and this and that and whatever. And sometimes the requests have been misinterpreted. So what would you think? I guess this is a food for thought department. Jennifer, you don't have children. Kenny, you do, but they're growing up. Richie, this is probably more.
My wife works for the schools and she works on the PTA.
All right. So have they used this sort of thing? Do they have enough materials for all the classrooms, or do they need things?
No, they absolutely need things. There's constant fundraising going on in the PTA's part, and I would imagine every PTA in this country raises money to help buy supplies for the PTA pays for the field trips.
Mm-hmm.
The PTA pays for all of the after-school clubs.
Mm-hmm.
The PTA supplies each and every classroom with volunteers to help the teachers and with supplies. And so much so that the principal of that school depends heavily on the PTA fundraising to run the school.
That's a terrible indictment, isn't it, of our system and all of our taxes, the money that we pay, most of us who are paying real estate taxes, that goes to run the community.
I will tell you.
I think it's a horrible indictment of how it's managed, how our systems are managed.
Our elementary school, which is a very good one, I think they raise, the PTA raises about $20,000 a year for...
What do they use it for?
Extracurricular. Everything from the chess club to the computer club.
But they're not using it for academics. They're using it for extracurricular stuff. There's a difference.
They do the fundraisers like the carnival and, the movie nights and all that stuff to raise money to buy... they buy iPads with it. It's all to support what goes on in the class. But the field trips is one of the bigger things that it pays for.
Yeah. I just think... When you look at it, maybe you agree, maybe you disagree, and comment if you like, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. It's quite an indictment of the system. I look around at the number of people that are running. There's a principal, assistant principal, and a head teacher in every school. Come on.
And then that doesn't go. I mean, at the beginning of the year, as a parent, you buy a supply box with...
Even more annoying.
Crayons and pencils and glue and erasers and rulers and hand sanitizer.
Get a handle on it, folks. What's going on with your money? Get a handle on it. 14 before the hour. Jennifer talks about Craig Ferguson, Savannah Guthrie, Katie Holmes, and the TV report next on Good Day.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. With the big game right around the corner, lifestyle expert Justine Santinello partnered with the following brands to help create a stress-free football celebration. Justine, what's one of your top party tips?
Since the average big game party this year with 30 guests will create 80 pounds of waste, Unilever Project Sunlight has an initiative that encourages people to live more sustainably. Check out greenthegame.com to see how green you are and for more eco-friendly ideas to celebrate the game. Every small act helps.
What are a couple of your party food favorites this year?
A new favorite of mine is Pringles tortillas. They are crunchy corn tortilla crisps in the iconic Pringles shape with mouth-watering flavors like zesty salsa that are delicious on their own, so no dip necessary. And try Sonic Drive-In's crispy and juicy boneless chicken wings. They are available in buffalo, Asian sweet chili, or barbecue flavors. For more guests, check out Sonic's Flavor Feast to get 24 wings in two flavors, a family-sized side, and four medium drinks.
Any game changers on the horizon to make entertaining easier?
Yes. Whirlpool just launched their double drawer French door refrigerator at the Consumer Electronics Show. It has their Perfect Places system that has expertly designed storage spaces, drawers with five versatile settings, a fresh flow drawer for a produce preserver, and under shelf lighting so your party food is easy to find.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
Hi, Jennifer Horn is here updating the television news. I think it's interesting to see what Craig Ferguson is up to, Jen.
Yeah, Craig Ferguson's got himself a brand new deal. He's signed off the Late 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 Show, but he intends to step up production activity at his Green Mountain West production banner. He's signed an overall deal with Lionsgate Television. It calls for Green Mountain to develop scripted and unscripted series for the studio. Green Mountain has been based at CBS, where it did the Late Late Show. It will do some other companies.
Don't mind Doug attacking his printer while you do your
Die, printer, die! Craig Ferguson may wind up writing, directing, acting in various projects. He was on Hot in Cleveland for a little while, and he does that game show now. So his deal with Lionsgate has been in the works, and it helped him pursue that deal for a syndicated talk show, which looks like it may not happen, but we'll see. He's got celebrity name game going on and more to come in the coming year. Now, Katie Holmes, also in the news, she's returning to the small screen. Showtime has brought her back for a recurring role in the show, Jay Donovan. She's going to play a shrewd, chic businesswoman named Paige. Doesn't that sound like her? The daughter of a billionaire producer, and she's going to enlist Ray's services. Most recently, she starred in The Real's miniseries, The Kennedys. That was the last time she was on TV. Ray Donovan, season 3 premiere is this summer. Now, some Savannah Guthrie news. She is set to interview President Obama before the Super Bowl. Now, that's not her only time in the news this week. NBC made the announcement that they had renewed her contract. They signed her to a new contract that's said to be at least 3 years. And it seems to kind of show NBC's commitment to the lineup that's at the Today Show, even though
they were talking about
losing to TMA.
Willie Geist and a couple others, right?
They were absolutely doing that. And so now it looks like they're going to stick with Savannah and Matt. You know, they don't have the chemistry that Matt and Katie had, but I think they're good. I mean, Savannah's
likable. She's very likable.
People think she's cute, and
she's more likable than he is now.
definitely. Yeah. But nobody likes him anymore. It's like in vogue not to like Matt Lauer. Although I still do. I don't think he's that
He's okay, but he's just, yeah, he doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah. Also, Renewal News Real Time with Bill Maher, renewed for an additional 2 seasons by HBO.
Cool. All right, Dudley's off attacking his printer, I guess, still.
Sounds like it.
Die, Something. Printer, die. All right, so it's 51 past the hour. Thank you, Jennifer. That was very informative.
Thank you, Rich.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Doing the conga line now?
Absolutely. It's kind of interesting to watch the big one and the little one.
Oh, that noise. What's happening here?
You and a Chihuahua and a German Shepherd, is that correct?
No, I lost my Shepherd about 3 months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Chihuahua terrorist mix now.
Warren Eckstein is here, the animal friends of the world that is friends. Animals have friends. It's one of the things I want to talk to Warren about today. Do dogs have other dogs they're friendly with? Cats have other cats they're friendly with?
And thank you for bringing this up, because if Warren just lost a pet, I worry about my two dogs, who are just puppies, but they are sisters and so close to each other. And one I know will be around years longer than the other one, and that worries me.
All right, we'll find out how your pets can find friends in a matter of moments here, other pet friends here on Good Day.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, here to solve problems that you have, and that really is, I think, one of the missions of this program. Warren Eckstein, who has a wonderful website, petshow.com, and a wonderful radio program that airs every weekend around the country. You hear him on this program every day with some of the features, the thoughts, the provocative things. What can we do to make the lives of our animals that we love better? And one of the things is to make sure, if they want a friend, that they have a friend. How do you know, though, Warren? And you're interested in the psychology of pets. How do you know that your pet either wants or needs a friend, another pet?
Well, first of all, let me just say this right off the bat. I don't mean to be chauvinistic, okay? But there are times that men need to speak to men. There are times that women need to speak to women. And there are times that your schnauzer needs to speak to another schnauzer. It's just that simple. Can you imagine that if you were surrounded by just animals that didn't speak your language, didn't play the same way you did, how frustrating it could eventually be? So it's real important for dogs and cats, for that matter, to establish friendships with their own species from time to time.
And how do they do that?
Well, you know, one of the things, I got asked this question the other day. Someone said to me, Warren, I took my dog to the doggy park, and the first thing he did was sniff the butt of another dog. And I explained to them that that's like surfing the web for your dog. That's like Google. And basically,
let's go surfing now, everybody, learning out.
But the information the dog needs is all there. Just like when you shake a man's hand, is it a good hard shake? Is it a soft shake? Mm-hmm. All the information the dog needs. And sometimes the relationship between dogs is friendly. It looks like an adversary relationship, but it's definitely a friendly relationship. So gradual exposure. Always introduce your pet to a new dog he's going to meet on neutral territory, and eventually they'll be friends. And
so let's look at the other side of this, Warren. You just had one of your dogs pass away.
Yeah.
How does the other dog deal with that? And I'm worried about this with my two pugs, who are sisters and very, very close, one day having to deal with that. What do you do there?
That's a great question, Rich, because so many people just assume that the only things in life that can grieve are human beings. Dogs and other animals grieve the same way we grieve. So one of the best ways to deal with grieving is what we call in the field of psychology, distraction therapy. It's normal to grieve. It's healthy for the dog to grieve. But when you do lose one of your dogs, and I just did this with Cisco for the last few months, is I distracted him. If I took him for a walk around the right side of the block, I'd go to the left. I took him to a special park. I took him to the beach. I threw a party for him. Had some people come over. So you have to let them grieve and get through it, but you have to distract them a little bit, because if you don't, just like with people, they can get into a severe depression.
And timeline? I mean,
it varies dog to dog, just like person to person.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
There's a video of the day, just change the subject a little bit. If you haven't seen it, it's a good smile stop. A chihuahua dressed in a Superman outfit walking toward the camera on a treadmill. Pretty cool. If you haven't seen it, check it out at DougSteffens.com. Check out WarrenEckstein.com as well. Thanks, Warren.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.